Hi, guys, and welcome back to The Dark Truth. First of all, I want to express my appreciation for the support that I've had from you guys for this podcast and for the Dark Truth Telegram group. It really almost tears me up, the amount of support and encouragement that there's been. I had mentioned in the very beginning, in the first podcast, and even for the trailer for the Dark Truth podcast, that I was kind of sticking my neck out in more ways than one, and potentially endangering my livelihood, my own safety, and what concerns me greater is perhaps the safety of my friends and my family, my loved ones. I am an entrepreneur, so I have quite a few interests and things that are going on. I'm an investor. So I guess I have to think through those things. And I was getting a little bit nervous, but now I've had so much encouragement in the Telegram group. And, you know, people reach me the way they can because of the nature of what I'm doing. I don't publish a lot of contact information for obvious reasons. And the Telegram group has been just a wonderful bunch of people helping me there. And in respect for their privacy as well, because that's reciprocity. I won't use names, but thanks so much, all the men and women and so forth that have helped me out on there. So this podcast today, I want to do something just a little bit different. We're starting 2022, and already there's this whole barrage of bullshit. I don't know about the country you're living in, if you're in the U.S. or we have a lot of podcast subscribers that are in the UK, they're in Australia, they're in South Africa, throughout Europe, certainly Canada as well, New Zealand. And all of our countries are experiencing different levels of the same bullshit. We've got governments now that are actually taxing unvaccinated people here in Canada. Quebec has now solidified a proposal to tax the unvaccinated, which is absolutely fucking preposterous. I don't know how else to put it. Forgive me for swearing. Sometimes expletives help. They certainly help me when I'm using them, and I apologize if they offend you, but it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, to me, that is like taxing somebody for not doing a push-up. To me, and I have been sued, and I have sued others, both in business and personally. Medical information is between us and our physicians. It does not belong in the hands of government. God knows everything that ends up in the hands of government gets fucked up, right? I have worked for the federal government. I've consulted for the federal government. I've worked for the provincial government here in Ontario and Canada. And I can tell you that every single thing that any of the consultants I worked with that we proposed to governments, they've completely fucked it up. Completely. In every case, my wife was an auditor for a major military installation, a financial auditor. They caught them embezzling tens of millions of dollars, throwing it away wastefully, taking it home, stealing it. I mean, the federal government is literally the cesspool of cesspools. And it's heartbreaking to see them now turn on citizens, and worse yet, children. Our education minister here in Canada yesterday in public, on video, told citizens on the street that our children are the property of the province. That's what he said. And they will do with our children as they so please. Completely unforgivable. We need to be doing something. But there's all this darkness. And really, my point around this is that, as I had said, I wanted to do something a little different. Is it's 2022 is looking very dark already. Okay? We have a long battle ahead of us. So what I want to do is try to lift a little bit of that darkness, if you'll allow me to. It's only going to take a minute. So I want to help you to make 2022 great for you. So here are a few things that I want to suggest to you that will help lift some of this darkness, remove some of the unknowing of what's going to happen. Okay, so let me just go through them and give this a bit of thought. Don't be too prejudgmental. I know you guys have really open minds, and that's why you're here. You're also critical thinkers, and that's why you're here. Get excited about your goals, right? You should have some kind of a goal. One of the big things that I teach in entrepreneurship is the side hustle, right? And a lot of that is around goals. I don't think I brought it up before, but I'm a published author, and one of the things I write on is goals. So get excited about your goals. If you're not excited about your goals, revisit them. And they can be simple things, okay? A goal doesn't need to be, you know, I'm going to start a new car dealership. It can be a simple thing, okay? It could be something as simple as, I'm going to spend 10 minutes of quality time each day with my children, with each child, or with my dogs, or my cats, whatever it is. Your goals are your goals. They don't need to be big. They should be reasonable goals. Get excited about them. If you're not excited about them, revisit them. And just have a couple. Have one personal goal, you know, have one career goal, have one spiritual goal, like I'm going to meditate each day for 10 minutes. There's an old saying about meditation, I hope you do meditate, is that if you find you don't have enough time in your day to meditate for half an hour, then you need to be meditating for 1 hour, right? So get excited about your goals. Focus on productivity rather than activity. Just being busy. It's crazy right now because we have our kids home. A lot of us, we're you know, educating them at home through online. You get three kids, you've got one computer. It's nuts. There's so much going on. So focus on being productive, not being active. And good grief, rest. When you need rest, just rest. Let your body tell you. Don't worry about what it says on the clock. Oh, I can't have a nap now. It's afternoon or it's too early at night. When your body tells you you need rest, rest. What we're going through is very demanding. It's creating a lot of stress on us, and our bodies are being taxed. So we need to just rest, right? Build stronger relationships. Relationships with the people that are in your lives all of the time. You know, whether it's your children, your spouse, your boyfriend, girlfriend, grandparents, co-workers, whatever it is, develop those relationships, because relationships, your network is your net worth. And I don't mean your net worth just in a fiscal way. Harvard did a study that was really interesting. They started tracking people from the very beginning when Harvard was incorporated. And all the way up until 10 years ago, they tracked this group of people that were Harvard graduates and did questionnaires about every 2 or 3 years on what they were doing with their lives. Were they happy? You know, what was going on? How were they with their family? Things like this. What they determined is that happiness, the one single thing that created happiness, was high quality relationships with friends, neighbors, families. People that had high quality relationships were the happiest people, regardless of whether they were wealthy or not wealthy or successful or not successful. It was about relationships. So build stronger ones and step out of your comfort zone. That's where your own growth happens. And with what's happening in the world right now, we need to get comfortable with more adversity, with more challenges, because chance favors the bold. Step out of your comfort zone. Take on new challenges and be courageous about it. Just one new thing, maybe learn a new language, or if you've always been afraid of water, take some swimming lessons. Whatever it is, get out of your comfort zone and face these challenges with courage. And be accountable to you. I've had business partners in the past who, you know, something wouldn't get done that they were tasked with. And when I said, hey, you know, partner Joe, can you help me understand why this didn't happen or this didn't get done? Oh, well, you know, nobody gave me that phone number, or I didn't get that email address sent to me, or whatever. They weren't holding themselves accountable. And one of the most liberating things you can do is say, you know what, whatever happens with my life, whether it's good or whether it's bad, I 100% own that shit. It's liberating to take that position, because now if anything goes right in your life, you can be proud because you were the catalyst of that. And if anything screwed up, you can own it. That means that you are not beholden to anyone else to seek out your own happiness and success, right? So hold yourself accountable. If you tell somebody you're going to do something, actually do it, because people measure us not by what we say we're going to do, but by what we actually do. Okay. develop a healthy sleeping pattern. The worst thing you can do is watch the news at 11 o'clock at night, get bombarded with all this negativity, COVID included, and all the other bullshit, and then sleep on it. Your subconscious percolates on that shit all night, and the next day you wake up feeling a little bit less. Drop watching the news. It's not news anyway. Take it from a guy that was in digital marketing for a long time. One of the jobs I had was in generating news. What news will create the most sensational result to make the advertising space the most valuable? Because the most eyes are on it. There is no news since Walter Cronkite. After Walter Cronkite, there's been no news. So have a healthy sleeping pattern. Get to bed. If you don't get enough sleep during the night, find a way to get a cat nap of, 30 minutes, 40 minutes during the day. Once you sleep more than an hour, you get groggy. So try to get a cat nap of less than an hour. And become adaptable, right? Our environment is changing rapidly with COVID. Not just our work, but our social environment. Adapt to the resources you have. Maybe you're under financial pressure because what you could afford before all of this bullshit mandates that came out, maybe now you can't. Be prepared to adapt to that. We live in quite a big home, quite a big property, and we have to be mentally prepared to get out of this property into something smaller if that should happen, if that becomes a challenge. Okay? And choose faith over fear. Believe and know that we're going to come out the other end of this, and it's going to be a much better world. It's going to be different, but it's going to be better. Allow yourself to adapt and be faithful. Let go of what no longer contributes to your joy. What things are we doing that doesn't contribute to our joy, to our happiness? Take those things away, right? You have a basement full of stuff physically. People have garages full of stuff physically. The stuff that does not move us forward pulls us back. It's the same in our relationships. Right? The relationships we have that no longer give us joy or contribute to our joy or happiness or safety or comfort, they must be taking away from it. So have a look at what's going on in your life in that sense and work on your habits, right? Create better habits. For me, I have elevated blood pressure, right? And I know that I've got to do some cardio, right? And I've got quite a nice home gym and I've got an exercise bike. Back when I was competing nationally in Taekwondo, I did a lot of weight training and a lot of cardio. And I got to tell you, I loved the weight training. I hated the cardio. So that bike, I never get on it. You know what? It's easy to get on a treadmill for 10 minutes, isn't it? But I'll tell you what, it's a whole lot easier to walk past the treadmill. So I am working on better habits, and that's a good thing to do. You'll actually feel better about it too. Develop some kind of routine there. And this is a really big one. This next one is encourage positive energy in your circle, right? The people that you're with, the people you spend time with, the creatures you spend time with, because it could be your dogs and cats. Be positive. Just force a smile even when you don't feel like it. Somehow that actually makes you feel better. And try not to be cynical. It's difficult, I know. And some of the comments I've made in the Dark Circle Telegram group are cynical, and I have to fight against that because the world is a beautiful place. It's a little messed up by some of the people in it right now, but it is a beautiful place, and there is a lot to be grateful for and to be positive about. So smile, laugh, and love often. And if there's somebody out there that you love, tell them that you love them. Count your blessings often. Just feel good. That's what it's about, right? And when you do work, whether it's your career or your own business, whatever it is, work with passion and with purpose. Don't be afraid to try new things. Keep working on your skills. And when you can, travel. I've found travel is one of the best things for personal development. And certainly helps eliminate things like bigotry and people that are racist tend to not be racist once they travel because they develop empathy for other ethnicities and other communities and other countries and other ways of life. They develop that. I did very early on in the military. I traveled a lot, right? So work on that. Travel when you can, but do it within your means. Spend some quality time with the people you love. Really take care of your mind your body, and your soul. Make happiness, healing, and kindness your biggest priorities. Please start meditating. It's easy to do. Lots of YouTube videos on it. And be humble. And I think these things will go a long way to making 2022 a better year for you, for us. And I know, again, this podcast is a little bit off what you were expecting, but I'm just trying to get the stage for 2022 set. We know we have a battle ahead of us, so let's strengthen our minds, our souls, our bodies, and get ready to take this thing on. We can totally beat it. Big love to all of you.